The head of the International Fund for Agricultural Development says Africa's greatest resource is its people. He calls on leaders to heavily invest in their workforce or risk continent-wide poverty by 2030. Kanyayo and Nwanze's comments come in an open letter to the 23rd AU Summit on Agriculture and Food Security. It's being held in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea, through June 27th.
Someone in my capacity as an African as well should be able to speak openly and frankly with our heads of state. I think it's a moral obligation, it's a moral imperative, because I believe that Africa, again, is at the crossroads.
He says people are Africa's best resource, including the 200 million between the ages of 15 and 24.
Now, that's a very powerful resource base. And when you also realize that that population of 200 million young people, oftentimes unemployed, if we waste their future, it's going to be a great loss for the continent. These are the future leaders of Africa. We have to give them hope. We have to give them something to look forward to. And I think if we don't sow the seeds for that hope now, we're going to have a very explosive situation within the next decade.
He says if African leaders don't act now, the continent will account for 80% of the world's poor by 2030, a figure, he says, is supported by data from the World Bank and the UN Food and Agriculture Organization.
Africa is the only region in the world where the numbers of the poor have increased.
And Nwanze calls on African leaders to deliver development now, with the priority on rural people.
Food does not grow in cities. Food grows in rural areas. If you do not invest in the youth, particularly in the rural areas, if you do not make agriculture attractive to them to create jobs, to generate wealth, to give them some sense of dignity, what is going to happen? They will continue to migrate from the rural areas to the urban cities. You end up with what you call the urban bulge.
He says that would lead to many disenchanted young people living in slums and susceptible to crime.
When we talk about poverty, when we talk about inequalities in Africa, it is basically an inequality between the rural and the urban space.
More than 10 years ago, African leaders committed to the Maputo Declaration. It required that at least 10% of national budgets be devoted to agriculture and rural development. The IFAD president says only 7 countries have fulfilled that commitment. And Nwanze says such investment is critical on a continent where 20 states are classified as fragile and 28 countries need food assistance. He gives 3 recommendations for leaders at the AU summit. Make investment in agriculture and rural development a priority, including infrastructure, energy, and roads. Second, invest in education, particularly of women. And third, provide social services. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.